Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing in the Rambam, the discussion of Morid B'Malchus, the Rambam now establishes what you might construe as an outer boundary, but I'll try to show that it's actually an internal din. Hamavantok zeris hamelch v'shul shenizasek v'mitzvah sofi l'mitzvah kala harez apater d'vei rav d'vei eved d'vei rav kod min v'intzer achlomer m'gazer hamelch l'vantel mitzvah shen shaman lo. So the Rambam says, if somebody is osik mitzvah, that comes before the gzeiras ha'eved, a very telling language to call the melech an eved. Vein Sarach Lomar, if the Melech is contravening Divrei Torah and wants a person to violate the Torah, that you can never listen to that. So the source of this Gemara is Sanhedrin Daf Mem Tes. Sir Amasa was killed by Yoav, and Yoav tried to claim he was a Morid B'Malchus. And the response is, he wasn't a Morid B'Malchus, that Amasa, when he went to go recruit the army on behalf of David HaMelech to put down the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri, he saw that they were Osek the pasach lehu b'masechta, and he wanted to mevatel them from divrei Torah. The way the Rambam puts that very beautifully is divrei arav, divrei ever, divrei arav kodmin. So you know you can't force them to stop. The chiddush, as noted by the Kesef Mishnah, is that the Rambam says this is true afilu b'mitzvah kala. Maybe you could have limited it to Talmud Torah, but again, I think the Rambam appreciated that this was misvara, that it couldn't be possibly limited to the keneged kulam, but it has to do with the divrei harav. So once that's true, it may applies to everything. Once that's true, it's axiomatic that if he's asking you to violate the Torah, not just to put a mitzvah aside to come back to later, which you normally can do in terms of Talmud Torah, doesn't really apply to Talmud Torah in the classical sense. So that's only in a situation of, after laso sayyidei achar, you come back to limud haTorah. Here, what the point of Limud HaTorah seems to be that it really is an osik mitzvah pater mina mitzvah in that sense of the term. But I think we could go even further and to say instead of it being like an outer boundary halacha in terms of the limits of Morid B'Malchus, I think it's actually built into Morid B'Malchus. Why is it that we have to listen to the Melech? So the psukim in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin derives the word rak chazaka emat. So if you look in those psukim in Yoshua, this is B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain and Chatzi Shev Menashe saying to Yoshua, Kol ish asher yamre es picho lo yishmas devarechol chol shetavenu yumas, rak chazak emat. The Gemara says rak chazak emat, meaning that rak is a miut. And for Divrei Torah, it's not considered habra'as picha. So if you look earlier, just the previous pasuk, it says, Kasher shamanu lo Moshe ken yishmaylacha, rak yisham bokach imach, asher haya imosha, it sounds like the mechayiv, the very reason that you have to listen to the melech, is because Hashem Elokecha imach. Because this person is a legitimate representative of Kadosh Baruch Hu, libo hu lev kol akal. He exists to be madrich v'am in the darach Hashem. In fact, earlier in the parak, earlier in Yoshua, this same language of rak chazak v'amatz actually is presented specifically in the context of the Melech's Dveikus Batorah. Let me just read those. Psukim, Rak Chazak Ematz Ma'od Lishmor Lasos Kechol Torah Shor Zivcha Moshe Avdi Al Toser Menu Yaminu Smol Aman Taaska V'chol Asher Telech Yomosh Lo Yomosh Shiver Torah Zambi Bicha V'agis V'yom V'layla Man Tishmor Lasos Kechol Kosem Mo Ki As Tatzliach Es Turach Acha V'as Taskil. So there are those words again, Rak Chazak Ematz. So Ma'od is the Kav Nirav, the Dvar Avram had observation about that's where, an even greater Chazak Ematz is needed to strengthen, to be Mechazik. So again, I think the point here is very, very clear. The reason that we have to listen to the Melech is not for fun, but because the Melech is Manhig Na'am Al Darchei HaTorah. Mela, you're not going to put down Divrei Torah for the Melech, and that's the Chiddush, the halacha, the Chiddush of Divrei Torah, because specifically Divrei Torah, we say Efshar Al Yidei Acher, keep on learning V'im Efshar Al Yidei Acher, which you would have thought was the situation, when it came to this mitzvah Hamelech, no, right, that would take priority, like the regular halacha of Talmud Torah, that you don't just get to claim Mosek Mitzvah. If it's not Efshar L'Asos Sayyidei Acher, you come back to learning, because it's the Chiyuv all the time. But here, you don't interrupt the learning, because even if it's Efshar Sayyidei Acher, they needed to come, to make war, to put down the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri, doesn't matter, because they're ready, Osek Batorah, And that's what the Rambam says. It's not just the din of Osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah, it's the din of Devei HaRav, Devei HaEmed, HaEved, Devei Meishomen. The Rav, you know, is, always takes priority, presumably, even in Makom, Shi'efshar al Yedei Acher.